Hi, I'm Lynn Warfel, welcoming you backstage with the New World Symphony. This week, we meet Joe Hintz. He's a third-year violinist from San Diego. Joe's been playing since he was 6 years old, and after high school, he went on to study at the University of Michigan and Oberlin before he came to New World Symphony. Joe credits both his colleagues and his teachers here in giving him additional skills he needs to succeed as a professional violinist.
Something about New World, everyone really wants to be here and is excited about every performance, and you just don't get that same energy in professional orchestras. After graduating from University of Michigan, I just didn't really feel like I was ready for the audition process. I knew that New World would be a place where I could get better at those skills. I mean, every week you're having mock auditions, working with, you know, great coaches, just learning about how to be a better orchestral musician and audition taker.
At New World Symphony, there's one particular class given to the fellows you might not expect to find at your average music school.
Every year they bring Don Green, who's a sports psychologist, down to work with us at the beginning of each year for an intensive week of dealing with all the head games, basically, of audition taking. His main thing is called centering for musicians. Various breathing techniques. When you get into that moment and your heart is pounding, you can do these various breathing things to try to get it down.
Although Joe was already a fine violinist coming into New World, he admits he had one weak spot in his technique, but one of New World's visiting coaches really helped him.
For me, it's spiccato, which is, you know, off the string strokes. Specifically, I worked with Kathleen Winkler, who's a violin professor at Rice University. She's just really a fantastic teacher to work with. I mean, you only have 60 minutes with the person, but she's really great in that situation and was able to help me control that spiccato stroke I was talking about. I've gotten that under control and can actually control that in auditions.
When Joe gets onto the topic of the New World Symphony and Michael Tilson Thomas, his amazement and admiration are really clear.
The one concert that always keeps coming back in my memory is my first concert with MTT. Don Juan was on that program. There's a section where the horns come in with this really loud, beautiful, you know, taking over the theme. Just in that moment, I thought, wow, this is a great orchestra. This is a great place to be. And, you know, it's just kind of like overwhelmed by this great French horn playing. For me, what makes MTT really stand out is the way he thinks about music and talks about music. The way he'll describe a phrase, it's unlike any way you would ever have thought about describing that phrase. And sometimes it's from out of left field or something, but the whole phrase makes sense. I remember when we were doing Mahler 5 in Japan last summer, you know, the opening trumpet call. He asked the trumpet player to imagine an old phonograph playing, you know, with the scratching. When you think about that, I mean, why would you say that to a trumpet? I mean, what does that have to, how can you play like that? But something about it just completely changed it.
Third-year violinist Joe Hintz from San Diego. I'm Lynn Warfel. Please join us again next week backstage with the New World Symphony right here on Classical South Florida, 89.7 and 101.9 in the Palm Beaches.